Mishnah Brura in Siman Taf Nun Tet brings a custom that some have not to eat matzah on Pesach that is soaked in water, or that is cooked. Reason being that they're concerned that maybe some of the matzah wasn't baked fully and there's still some flour inside of the matzah. And when it comes in contact with water in the cooking process, so it can become hametz on Pesach. Shalit Teshuvah brings this minhag down as well, as well as a Gaon, Rabbi Zalman, in the Shulchan Aruch, that again there is a practice to be mahmir on this. Question is, what is the minhag of the Sefaradim? Well, before you get to the minhag of the Sefaradim, that although Rabbi Zalman himself wrote to be mahmir on this, and the Mishnah Berurah, although found ways to be mekel, there were many great rabbis of the Ashkenazim that were lenient on this, including the Gaon Rabbi Eliyahu from Vilna, has testified that he would eat matzah that was soaked in water on Pesach in front of his student Rav Chaim Volozhin, and therefore this has become a minhag of the Ashkenazim, which is split, that those that are following the minhag lita are usually lenient on this because it's a chumrah, especially our matzot today that are made like crackers, so it's going to be baked fully. You know, maybe in the olden days when they were made like soft matzot, where maybe it's not baked fully, but today it's a crack, it's burnt practically, and therefore there's room to be mekel. But again, the Hasidim follow the traditions of Rabbi Zalman. They have this tradition to be mahmir. Regarding the Sefaradim, both Hakam ben Sion and Hakam Ovadia Alem HaShalom clearly say that the minhag of the Sefaradim is not to be mahmir, and there's clearly room for us to be lenient. That's a big halakha to know, that will be permissible for us, as long as we buy kosher for Passover matzot, to do as we wish with it. Once it's baked, it cannot become hametz anymore. So you can put it in water, you can put it in hot water, you can put water on top of it. And we're not choshesh to this chumrah. It is a chumrah yetera. It should be noted that Achem ben Sion, in order that Sion said that regarding machine-made matzah, there's another concern that since the machine-made matzah, when it's being grinded, it creates a cloud of kermach, of flour in the air. So there's a concern that maybe some flour got onto the dough after the kneading process, where if flour gets onto the dough after the kneading process, or after it was baked, could be it's a problem from that, specifically in machine-made factories. And therefore, in Or Lezion, at least, he wrote that one should be mahmir, even if you're a Sfaradi or Ben Torah, should be mahmir, not to soak machine-made matzot because of that concern of the kemah that's in the air that might land on the matzah. However, in Ner Lezion, which is the student of Hakam Ben Sion, in the sefer that was written in Tafshin Ayin Bet, says that Hakam Ben Sion later on changed his opinion and said that even the machine-made matzot, we don't have to be worried about those concerns. It seems he visited the matzah bakeries a certain time, and he was concerned that he went again, and he saw that that problem that he was concerned about was alleviated. So therefore, again, for Sfaradim, there's not a minhag that we have to be mahmir on this that would allow us to eat matzah with, you know, in a cereal would not be a problem. Because if you're having milk, milk is considered meperot. And meperot, a lot of the poskim say, is not part of the gezerah, because meperot cannot make chametz. So putting milk in matzah and milk shouldn't be a problem. Or for that, putting it in fruit juice should not be a problem. Or putting it in wine should not be a problem. And because all these things are meperot, and meperot are not machmitz. Although there were some that even took this minhag to include meperot and you know, all these other items, so they said the stipler alav hashlom is mahmir even on meperot, not to put the matzah in. But again, clearly not a minhag. Therefore, we'd be allowed to even take the matzah and dip it in a cup of tea, or put it, let's say, sprinkle some water over the matzah in order so it can bake, make it more crispy, however it is, to stick some salt on it with some water. Therefore, for us, at least the Sfaradim, there is no minhag. Adrabah, the minhag of the Sfaradim is to be mekel, as well as the minhag of many of the Ashkenazim is to be mekel. That would allow us to take matzah meal, grind it up, and do as we wish. Make a cake with water and whatever you like. And we will not have to be concerned about this chumrah. Again, this is also brought down in Yalkut Yosef English. And again, most of these Sfaradim, even Tzion clearly writes that the Menachem Sfaradim is lacking.